Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. And, you know, once again, we're covering your shitty college football teams, and we're doing it by making shitty picks.
I was going to say, we are performing just like your team.
Yes, 100%. We're not going to get any votes this year. Like, not going to sniff the AP poll.
No. I do appreciate your performance, though.
Yeah, it's
making you look middling.
Pretty,
making
you look pretty good.
I'm 500-ish.
Under, but
hovering around.
Yeah, you just need a good week.
At least you can fade Rob, right?
Like, yeah.
It's pretty much a guarantee. If you fade Rob, you're killing it right now. Yeah.
It's not good.
I went 9-10 last week against the spread. You went 6-12.
Hot 6-12.
But we both finally hit our money line dog.
LSU at home.
Don't bury the lead.
Over Mississippi State. Who you should never believe in, by the way.
No, I mean, that was pretty easy. I don't even want to give us credit for that, really.
Yeah, Mississippi State under Mike Leach, it's like a fun thing, but they're not going to do anything ever.
But also, it was in Baton Rouge. And it's just like,
well, right.
I mean, LSU still got talent.
Right. Home dog. Yeah, exactly. And a better coach. And, yeah, home dog for that shit.
Like, Brian Kelly's not going to kill that talent like he killed that videographer right. on that windy day.
Different type of talent.
Different kind of talent.
That's behind the camera talent, so it doesn't matter.
It was kind of on that guy too, right?
Yeah, he
knew the risk.
He could have just been like, "Nah, I'm getting down." He live tweeted his death. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna die up here."
LOL.
And then,
so he at least got to laugh.
Yeah,
about his death.
Fuck, man! I remember reading that on like Deadspin or something. Those. Like, multiple tweets from the top of the tower. Like, this is very unsafe. Oh, man. Things I do for Notre Dame. Like, that type of shit.
Yeah, but I bet he had some good years before that. My buddy was videographer for UCF.
Yeah.
The same year they won, I believe, the Fiesta Bowl. So he got a ring, right? He got a Fiesta Bowl ring. And I remember he would go out the next year.
Wow, they really give them to everybody.
They do.
Like the full-ass, like, regular one?
You got a regular Fiesta Bowl ring.
And, Jesus.
He went out and just told everybody he was a kicker.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's how you should do. That's how you should do it.
Yeah. He would pull girls with his ring.
That is... That's on them. That's
it
on those girls.
Is, right?
That's just because that's not... Yeah.
So, yeah, on the season, I'm 29-31. Again, not ideal.
But no.
You are an impressive 18-32-1. Against the spread, of course.
That kid's name was Declan Sullivan, by the way. Might as well use his name
if
we're
going to
make
right?
fun of him.
Well, we're not really making fun of him.
It's
we're making
fun
of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, it's true.
We're not going to make fun of a death.
Yeah.
Well, you're not really a coach in the Midwest without killing a kid, right?
Or the South. Or Texas. Although I feel like Texas doesn't have... It really is like the Midwest. People who, like, where it's still really hot, but, like, people don't take the precautions like Texas, where they're just like, oh, man, it's hot every day.
I also remember trying to make the argument that, like, football was obviously way more dangerous. Football coaches were more dangerous than fraternities because they would kill more kids on average than, like, your average... Like
hazing.
A hazing.
Right. Or yeah. even just, like, accidental, like...
Drinking
death.
Overdose. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. Like, 100% true. And not to mention, a little less CTE in the frat house.
One could argue there's a lot more CTE in the frat
well,
house.
Well, brain damage, but different kinds.
Yeah.
You're killing a
And it's kind of on the kid. Like, I remember there was guys that would just, like, kind of slam their head against the wall if they lost a game of FIFA.
Yeah, that's true. But that's fully on them.
They're just psychopaths.
Yeah, they're fucking lunatics.
Yeah. Moneyline dogs on the air. Again, finally on the board. I'm 1-4. You're 1-3. Just because I'm braver, because I took another Moneyline dog.
Took an extra. I'm pretty sure I did, and I don't remember what it was, but I probably would also be 1-4, so it's fine. It doesn't fucking matter.
Welcome to the Outside the Top 25 Michigan State.
Should have been here all along.
I'm not a believer in Michigan State, but I do think, and we'll get to it, they're playing Minnesota this week. I think they're clearly a tier above Minnesota, and they're somehow
one
an underdog
us.
At home.
One of us. Whatever.
We'll get to that.
Michigan State still never deserved to be ranked at any point this season. Like, they started out there because last year they were pretty good, and then name.
Mel Tucker's a hot name, too.
Yeah.
He was being interviewed for LSU.
Yeah. But Michigan State, you know, they're a second tier football program, and when I say second tier, I mean right below the Blue Bloods.
I mean, they had a little bit of a run, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call them Blue Blood. They're close. They're close.
No.
But they're not.
I wouldn't even say they're second tier.
I think they are. They've got a lot of Rose Bowl appearances. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
Second tier Big Ten for sure.
Yeah, also true.
News for outside the top 25. Herm.
And outside the top 25 favorite.
And Herm Edwards.
And mainstay.
Mainstay. He's gone from Arizona State.
Who would have seen it coming?
He was just trying to build better men.
There's nothing. This is what people don't understand. The field was irrelevant to him.
It's games, wins and losses didn't matter.
Yeah.
Whether or not he could connect with those young men.
Mm-hmm. What happens between the lines? No.
It's bigger than sports.
The only two things that matter, the only two lines that matter of what happens between for him, birth and death. Those are the lines.
And what you do in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Between those yard lines, whatever. Hey. We're just here to learn and grow.
Now, I believe he was fired for like recruiting violations.
Yeah,
somehow.
Probably. Part of me thinks
in the era of NIL, how do you do this? This is impressive almost.
I guarantee you what happened is he didn't know the rules. Like, he wasn't doing anything malicious.
Probably not.
He just had no idea what he was doing. Like, he just wandered into a recruiting violation.
I can see that. Just trying to build better men, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably like recruits even land, too.
No, of course he didn't land them. He's the type of coach that would, like, take recruits to a strip club, but, like, challenge them to not look at the strippers. Like, that's the whole point. You know what I mean?
Like, he just kept in contact with kids that went to other schools because he just wanted them to join this church or something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't doing anything real. Ever. He didn't do anything real the entire time he was there. That fucking hire. Of all the bad hires that have happened, and there's been so many. Like, that is, like, telegraphed dog shit. Like,
it was
you know that's not going to work.
You know, Gruden's not available anymore. Oh, we got Herm on the phone. All right. Why not?
I mean, god damn, dude. And isn't Norvell a front runner now?
Somehow. He was the OC under Todd Graham.
Okay.
And I believe the reason he left Arizona State was because there was allegations against him having a relationship where he was cheating on his wife with a cheerleader at Arizona State.
That'll happen. Didn't, what's his fuck?
Giorgio's applauding off camera. Yeah.
Didn't the other dude at Arizona do that too? Rich Rod?
Rich Rodriguez, yeah. I mean, if you are a coach at Arizona,
state of Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
It just is. Like, if you're an old guy that wants to sleep with college chicks.
Norvell's not even old.
Yeah, but he's old to a college chick.
Not when he was an OC under Todd Graham, he was still relatively.
Okay.
He was kind of a daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want daddies there.
They do.
That's the land, like that. If you want a sugar baby,
go to Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's the land of it. So it's tricky because they'll just attack you. Like, they'll just pop out from behind a cactus and be like, you make seven figures? Let's go. High six?
Mm-hmm.
Let's fucking go.
I want a nice steak dinner.
Yeah. Take me shopping, daddy.
Some Gucci bags.
Good. Me and my friends can get dope seats. I may still fuck one of your football players, but you're just going to have to deal with that.
You don't go to Arizona or Arizona State for the education.
You sure don't. Certainly
you go to meet a
ladder.
Husband. Or, not a husband, but a provider.
Yeah. That's a better way to put it. Yeah, there are. Unlike, there's no till death do us part with that relationship. It's a what have you done for me lately?
It's till your credit card is maxed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I love that state. I love Scottsdale.
I do also love Arizona.
Scottsdale's the douchiest place I've ever been in my entire life, and I've never felt more at home.
I mean, you know, like you said, you went to Arizona State East.
That's Tempe adjacent.
Yeah. Are you on the same latitude?
Like Tempe and Orlando?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Let's draw the line. Pull up the map. I'm sure we could force the line to be straight.
I mean, you could draw the line. You could draw a line between the two cities. I'm just saying it'd be funny if you guys were actually also like the same latitudinal line ran through both cities.
I do remember writing an article for TFM. Maybe it wasn't me, but I edited an article for TFM where it's just like schools with the most amount of like sugar babies.
Yeah.
And it's all Arizona and like Florida schools.
Yep. You are not on the same latitude, unfortunately, but you are of the same spirit. So, bye, Herm.
What you think Herm's going to land on his feet?
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. He should just retire.
He is old.
What the fuck else? Like, why would you want to do anything else?
I don't know.
Sounds terrible. Just go be a terrible coach somewhere else?
He was making a lot of money just as like an analyst, too.
Yeah, just
not
go
really
do that.
Saying much.
Just go do that. He doesn't say anything. He just talks like really passionately. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good grift.
He's like the anti-Dungy. You know what I mean? Like Tony Dungy's like soft-spoken and kind of insightful.
But with like the same message.
Yeah, with the exact same message. He's the inverse of Dungy. And whereas, yeah, Herm Edwards just like shouts passionately about nothing. Fuck.
He would essentially be Dungy's hype man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But just retire. Just go back to TV. That's fine. I can deal with that.
Do you think Arizona State is a good job?
It could be. I mean, they were, I think, weren't they really close to a natty when Jake Plummer was there?
Man, that was...
That's a long time ago at this point.
I was like six.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You could do stuff with Arizona State for sure.
I do like that Jake Plummer transitioned into like, I believe the National Handball League.
That
where he's on the national handball team for the Olympics.
Fuck yeah. Still?
Yeah. Or he played in an Olympics for the handball team. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Is that pizza? Like 18 pizzas that just rolled in?
Let's fucking go. All right. A bunch of pizzas showed up.
All right.
Second lunch. Yeah. All right. Let's get into the games.
Yeah, let's do it. Start tomorrow, Thursday night.
A fun little Thursday night game.
Maybe. I don't.
The schools are pretty good names for a Thursday night.
Notable names.
Yeah. Not notable programs at present.
Even though I kind of believe in West Virginia a little bit more than you do.
You like Neil Brown?
No, I don't. But I still can't quit JT Daniels. West Virginia -1 at Virginia Tech. Over-under is 51. I mean... This line's stupid. I love West Virginia here. They're going to win pretty convincingly. I don't think Virginia Tech's nearly as good. I mean, sure, they can come out to Enter Sandman and
whatever.
The environment might be a little... I don't know how the environment's going to be, even though, they're 2-1 right now.
There is diminishing environmental returns when you haven't looked that good. I mean, okay, so they lost to ODU.
Not great.
Not great. They beat BC, who's not great, but they beat BC pretty well, I guess, 17 points. And then, I don't know, they beat Wofford by 20. They haven't looked good. Now, meanwhile, though, Pittsburgh loses a close game in the backyard brawl that we're maybe still hanging on to a little bit. Loses badly to Kansas.
No, but they were beating Kansas for most of the game, and Kansas just kind of went on a roll in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Kansas also... And we'll get to it. Might be a wagon.
I may have money on them this week. Yep. So that is what that is. They roll Towson, whatever. West Virginia is certainly the better team. I would take it. I'll take a half point to 2.5 and take them just to be safe.
Well, it's -1.
Oh, it's -1 now?
Yeah.
Sorry, the opening spread was -3. So yeah, I'll take West Virginia.
Yeah, every line you see right now is from my bookie.
Okay. Sorry.
That I wrote down like an hour ago. I was
looking at the wrong thing. So, wow, it dropped to -1.
Yeah. So, who are you going with?
West Virginia.
WVU?
Yeah.
All right. Hate that I agree with you.
Especially bad news. Bad news.
Definitely bad news. Another Thursday night game we got. Coastal. -2.5 at Georgia State. Over-under 62. Georgia State just lost to fucking Charlotte.
Right.
What happened? They were a 19-point favorite. Lost to Charlotte outright.
Well, SBC is a tough conference.
It is, but Charlotte's terrible.
Yeah, you never know, man.
But, you know, this game's in Atlanta.
It is in Atlanta. It's at old Turner Field. I wonder what they call
it. That's the worst part, too. Charlotte beat Georgia State while they had their Atlanta jerseys.
Ooh, that's rough. Yeah, that's not ideal.
So Georgia State didn't lose to Charlotte. Atlanta lost to Charlotte.
Yeah, the whole
Let's spin that.
Atlanta.
Spin that web.
That's, yeah, it's an embarrassment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We are distracted right now. Man in a full bicycle getup just came in with like 18 pizzas. How did you ride on your bike with those?
Yeah, that's so many pizzas.
Your helmet is still on, sir.
It's okay.
Put the glasses back on. That's fine. Gotta raise that level, Giorgio.
Yes.
Yes, give us context.
I thought
I see the RPR on the back.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, we did talk about that on one of the shows. So it makes all the sense in the world now.
I'll be sampling one for sure. But that's so many pizzas to have on your bike.
Yeah, all right. We'll get your grade at the end of the show.
Yeah.
How about that?
Anyway, though, Georgia State, I don't know. I don't like it.
Over under 62, I don't know if I like that. I could see this kind of being like a 27-24 game.
Yeah, I don't want to touch that over under. Who knows? But I do like Coastal for sure.
I'm going to go with the under.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we got Virginia. This is Friday night. Catching 9.5 at Syracuse.
This is just going to be a gross, sloppy, gross game.
Over under 53.5. Syracuse has been really fun, actually, this year.
Especially
that game against Purdue.
Yeah.
But we've been fading Syracuse all year.
We have been.
Why stop now?
No, fuck Virginia. Virginia sucks.
They do.
Virginia is so bad. What's the line? 9.5. I'm not even going to bother. Yeah, Syracuse better win this game by 10 or more.
I don't think Virginia's going to score a lot, so I'm going to also take the under here. I'm not going to touch the actual spread. But I can see Syracuse winning this game. They probably do cover. Mm-hmm. I can see it like, I don't know, 42.
20? 25?
No, I have the under.
Oh, okay.
So 42-7?
Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia does stink. I don't know what happened.
Getting worked by Illinois like they did, just not.
I also forgot Bronco Mendenhall retired.
Yeah.
He just left.
Yeah.
Without really any reason.
Man, that is a school that like is really bafflingly bad at and never has been good at sports. I mean, they won the Natty in basketball, so they have a little thing going now. But like historically.
Tony Bennett.
That's it. Like he's the only one. That you feel like that flagship university in like arguably a top five college town in the country, gorgeous campus, Thomas Jefferson's land that he had to sell because he was poor.
He was poor.
Yeah.
Cash poor.
Cash, not very liquid.
And his assets were
his land
diminished.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes I think Thomas Jefferson abolished slavery, but he was just too broke to do it. He was like, I can't just liquidate these assets.
It's all I have.
Yeah, it's all I have left. I want to, but I'm so poor because I'm so bad with money. So I'll just make the University of Virginia instead.
And that was actually a scheme.
Yeah, it was all a money scam.
It was one of the original for-profit institutions.
This is the curse of Jefferson.
The football team was okay.
They've had their moments.
Chris Long went there.
Yeah, great. They've had their moments, but no.
I think he got drafted like top three.
What?
He was like a top three pick.
Yeah, great, great. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Virginia stinks. Speaking of stinks.
They were in the fucking ACC championship like a couple years ago.
Who? The ACC championship?
Yeah, against Clemson. They got rolled.
Yeah. That's not a hard championship to make.
I know.
And if you're in the right division.
But yeah, they're not very good this year. I'll take the under. Next up, Saturday. Your Mizzou Tigers,
mm-hmm.
catching 7. Traveling to Auburn, who just got their ass beat at home against Penn State. Over-under is 51.5.
So this is a win-win for me. Smash Auburn. Smash Auburn. Because either I'm wrong and Mizzou wins.
So you're fading yourself.
Yeah, or I'm right and I'm right. Like, Mizzou's looked so bad. The offense is fucking awful.
The offense is?
The line is. Specifically, I think the receivers are actually the receiving core is fucking incredible. Quarterback, Brady Cook, not very good. He's basically a placeholder this year. I like him. He's a good kid, but he's basically a placeholder this year. Line play, offensive line play, I mean, it has been awful. The defense has actually been okay. It's just the offensive line and QB. All the weapons are good. All the skill position players are good. Defense is fine. But yeah, I mean, that line and the quarterback just make it impossible. Auburn rolls, even though they're probably, like, I mean, they might come out looking to murder after being fucking embarrassed last week.
Now, are you now an Indiana fan?
No, for Basil? No.
Are you just riding for your boy who transferred?
I don't like him that much even. I mean, he's fine. Never disliked him.
Isn't it crazy, though? All the, like, basketball blue bloods right now are undefeated.
It's weird.
UNC, Kansas, Duke, Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana shouldn't be undefeated, but they pulled it out last week.
Neither should North Carolina.
North Carolina, that's a good game this week. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But that might be game of the week on our slate. Other than the game we're about to talk.
Let's say the game, your game of the week. Oh, wait, no.
No, we'll just get to it now.
Wow. Okay, fine.
Duke catching 7.5 at Kansas, over under 66. Yeah, give me Kansas all day. Give me the over.
I am also,
all Kansas does is score 40 plus points.
I am also taking Kansas for sure. I took a half point in the parlay I did with them. I will do that here as well. Just to be safe, because I don't know. You never know. And again, this is me fading myself too, right? Either Kansas loses.
Yeah, but you don't want to cheer for Duke football.
Over Kansas football, I sure do. Absolutely.
You have no ill will towards Kansas football.
I do.
You shouldn't.
Why?
You shouldn't think about Kansas football.
I think about how funny it is when they're ass, but they're
not ass.
I think
it's hilarious when Kansas football is awesome.
It's
like when they got up to number 2 in the country that one year with Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That, like, I love when, like, programs that shouldn't be good somehow have that one year of just success and then just kind of ride off that for the next 20 years.
They have been riding off that for a long, long time. But then they fired their coach because he was too mean.
Was that Mangino?
Yeah. He got leached. He got Mike leached.
That was the best part about the team, too, just how fat Mangino was.
Yeah, just a big, big fat guy. Who you were like, did he play offensive line? It's like, I think he was too fat to play. Like, I don't think he could move.
And then they had Charlie Weiss for a bit.
Charlie Weiss was probably, like, the actual pure rock bottom for them.
I think Les Miles was.
Les Miles was pretty bad, too. Les Miles was more the non, like, the off-field stuff, like, everything he did. And then also, like, remember the running back, Puka?
Yeah.
Like, Puka, like, hit a chick, and they just kept him on the team.
I don't think he got suspended even, like, a half.
Yeah, I don't think he really got, Kansas does that a lot. I don't think he really got in trouble at all.
Yeah. No. I love Lance Leopold. I think he might be a problem. In a good way.
I really hope Nebraska hires him away. That would be...
Kansas wins like 8-9 games this year, and then he immediately goes to Nebraska.
That would be so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Like, if you can make Kansas bowl eligible, like...
You're a god.
Open up the checkbook.
Yeah, literally. With nothing.
So, I'm on Kansas and the
over. We're both on Kansas. I mean, who is Duke beaten? Because Kansas has had some
Northwestern last week, who's terrible.
Kansas has had some good wins.
Yeah, West Virginia at West Virginia. Houston, who was ranked at the beginning of the season, but didn't buy that hype.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be the G5 team that made noise now.
No. Duke
never have faith in Dana Holgorsen.
No. Duke ain't played nobody, Paul. So, yeah, get Kansas for sure. 100%. And if I'm to, you know.
They should have won. Game day should have went here, though.
It would have been fucking hilarious.
And then they could have done. They could have just done the entire show from Allen Fieldhouse.
That's probably what they would have done, right? Just inside of Allen for the whole thing.
And then just be like, oh, look at these two basketball schools, good at football.
It's a whole bit. You could stretch that out for 5 hours on a Saturday morning.
Easily. It writes itself.
Yeah, why not?
Where'd they end up?
What?
Where'd they end up?
Florida, Tennessee.
Oh, so they'll be there.
You'll be there.
I'm not looking forward to that game.
I know.
I hate both teams.
Really? Oh, yeah, because of Heupel.
I hate Heupel. I don't necessarily hate. Like, I have a Heisman ticket right now on Hendon Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
I got him at like 80-1.
Yeah,
because A, I knew he's gonna put up, he's gonna dump in points. He's got that. He's that barstool connection where he's gonna get that kind of like push.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if he even, you know, he stays healthy all season, Tennessee wins, I don't know, 8-9 games, I think he'll probably be in New York.
Yeah, I could see that. On 8-9 wins, he'll be in New York. He'll need to win double digits to get the Heisman, though.
Right. But, you know, just having a guy there at 80-1.
What was Louisville's record when Lamar Jackson won?
I think they won 9 games.
Okay, because they were never a threat to, like, be in win Natty or anything.
That's when, I think the same season, Herman would just knock off random teams.
Yeah.
Like, at Houston.
Yeah.
They beat Louisville that 1 year. Yeah, but then they would lose to, like, Navy.
Mm-hmm. It's a really inconsistent, weird team.
Mm-hmm. Next up, TCU -2 at SMU. Over-under 71.
Now, this line moved.
What's that?
SMU opened up as a one-point favorite.
You know, Sonny Dykes going back.
Yeah.
SMU did not deliver for us at Maryland.
No, I mean, they only lost by a score, but I mean, I thought they could have and should have won that game. They really haven't beaten anybody this year. And again, their only loss was, or they lost to the one good team they played. Granted, who's TCU played? Like, they played Colorado, who's technically a P5 team, but
no. What? Colorado's the worst team in maybe the country this year.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I am going to go with SMU, though. I think they win this revenge game. They're going to be salty.
You're going with the points or money line?
Actually, if they're the dog now, give me that money line dog. SMU.
All right. I'm going to go with the under. I don't think 71 is attainable.
71 is wild. It's at 71 now?
Yeah.
It opened at 68.5.
And so it keeps going up, but...
Yeah.
That would require this to be a 41-30 game.
Nah. I mean, it could be, but I'm going to stay. I'm not going to touch it. Whatever. Just give me SMU and the money line dog.
All right. I'm going to go with the under.
All right.
Next up, South Florida coming off, you know, that close game against Florida. Almost knocked off the Gators.
I just refuse.
Probably the best game they've had in maybe a decade.
Who are they playing?
Catching 14.5 at Louisville.
Fuck Louisville.
Over under 63.5.
I'm so fucking sick of Louisville.
I'm just glad I don't have to watch Louisville on another Friday.
It's, yeah.
With like DeAndre Ware calling it.
So sick of watching Louisville on TV.
It's the worst broadcast.
Sick of Louisville costing me or almost costing me money. It's costing me money or at least stress.
I had to stress over that Florida State game for hours.
Yeah.
I was like, this should be easy. Why is Florida State like struggling with Cunningham at all? And then you had Travis go down. Fucking Rodemaker, whatever the fuck his name is, the quarterback, the backup for Florida State came in, and he was just kind of, he couldn't hit anything from 5 yards. Like anybody close to him, he couldn't hit, but he was just throwing dimes 25 yards plus.
Yeah, it's, I just, I'm not going to watch this game. I don't care about this game.
No, but it's on the dock. But so you got to make your pick.
Since you're making me.
We aren't cowards here at Outside the Top 25. Other programs on this network, I'm not going to mention them. But they don't make all the picks. If it's on the slate, they skip games. We don't skip games, for better or worse.
No.
So what's your pick?
Mostly for worse. This line also moved. It opened at -13 for Louisville. So.
Yeah. Speaking of Papa John's, is it still Papa John's Stadium?
I think it is. Let me double check. But, man, South Florida sucks. I'm going to buy a half point to be safe because Louisville sucks. But give me Louisville at home.
I'm going to go. It's a big under week for me. I don't know why. Danny Unders. That's what they call me.
An under boy?
I'm going to go with the under. Yeah.
All right.
In solidarity with our former employer, or former coworker, Jared Borslow. Yeah. Be an under boy.
I love it.
So you're going -14. I'm going with the under. And then this is actually the game of the week for our slate.
Right.
Notre Dame's catching 2 at North Carolina. Over-under is 56. I will watch this game.
Yeah.
This game's awesome.
This is a good game. This is going to be an interesting game. Notre Dame, once again, looked
Notre
like...
Notre Dame can't move the ball or score.
Looked like ass.
But North Carolina can't stop anyone. But they don't need to because Drake May is that dude.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best freshman quarterbacks in the country.
It is so what did this line open at? This line also opened at Notre Dame -1, so this also moved across. But right, I don't know why Notre Dame was ever favored.
I wonder, is Josh Downs playing, do you know, for North Carolina? He's been out for the last few games.
Let's check.
He is, I mean, last year he caught over 100 balls for North Carolina, so kind of a big deal. No update I'm seeing right now, unfortunately. Josh Downs.
He is, yeah, I have it right here. North Carolina star wide receiver Josh Downs, who missed UNC's last two games with an injury, is on track to being available for the Tar Heels game against Notre Dame on Saturday. Anyway, I don't even care.
If that's true, yeah, give me the Tar Heels.
Tar Heels all day. I don't even care. I'm not going to buy a point. It doesn't matter. North Carolina wins.
So, I mean, yeah, they'll cover too. -2.
Yeah, whatever. They're going to win by more than that.
Next up, Minnesota at Michigan State. Minnesota's -3. Over-under is 51. This is my money line, dog. Michigan State at home. Give me the points.
Okay.
It's just, there's different levels of this shit. Minnesota's played nobody. They've put up points, but like, Michigan State's, like we said, not also good, but I think they're just a notch above
Well,
Minnesota.
You have, it's a home game, first off, so there's that. But, I mean, the over's kind of interesting here. Michigan State's put up 35, 52, and, 28 on Washington. Because the over's pretty low. It's 51. And Minnesota.
Yeah, but Minnesota's played New Mexico State.
I get it. I get
Colorado.
Who they've played. I get who they've played.
In an FCS school?
This is not the first year that Minnesota's been good at scoring points, though.
Eh. They were good 2 years ago. And then last year, they were kind of whatever.
That's fine. Same coach.
Row the boat.
Same coach.
Same quarterback, I think, right? Tanner. Minnesota QB.
Give me a half point on Minnesota for 2.5 and the over.
Minnesota in the over?
Yep. Minnesota 2.5 in the over.
Yeah, is Tanner Morgan still there? I think he's still their quarterback. He's been there forever.
Man, fucking COVID is going to make everyone play for like fucking a decade. Like it's just going to feel like for fucking ever.
And honestly, if you can't make the NFL,
stay.
Just you should be able to
enjoy life.
Just keep enrolling in the classes. As long as you're getting like a degree, you have to like have that facade of being a student athlete.
And yeah, Tanner,
you should be able to be like 35 and still playing quarterback for the University of Minnesota.
Yes. Tanner Morgan's still there. 38-53 for the year, 71% completion rating percentage. QB rating is 190. 4 TDs, 1 interception. In 2019, he had a pretty fucking wild year. I mean, he threw 30 touchdowns at least. In the next 2 years,
kind of been
a little off.
Subpar, yeah.
Yeah, but seems to be having a pretty good year. Not on the touchdown pace, but.
So you took the over, and who did you take?
I bought a half point for Minnesota. So Minnesota -2.5.
-2.5. Gotcha. All right. Glad we disagree there. That just all but assures Michigan State's going to win the game outright. Next up, we have Indiana catching 17 at Cincinnati. Over under 57.5.
That's a lot of points.
Indiana's not good, but no, Cincinnati should not be a 17-point favorite.
That is a lot of points. Opened at 15.5, so people really love Cincinnati here. I'll take it. He says it's 17?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a half point.
These are not games you should buy half points on.
Fine, then leave it. I don't care. I just don't like pushing.
You buy a half point when it's a hook because you don't want to get fucked by the hook.
All right, whatever. Fine.
Pushing's fine. Pushing, you get no blood is still a win.
Yeah, fair enough. Whatever. 17 then. I don't care. I swear to God if it pushes. Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati rolls. Why not? Indiana's not good. And here's the thing. Cincinnati's defense appears to still be pretty good. And then that is what's their coach's name again?
Fickle.
That's what Fickle does.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's offense, terrible. Bazelak, not a good quarterback.
No, but he keeps pulling shit out of his ass.
Yeah, against like Illinois. Cincinnati's a competent program. Illinois's not.
And Western Kentucky.
Yeah, that was weird.
Our Hilltopper should have pulled it through.
They really fucking should have. I was pissed about that one. Yeah, I like Cincinnati there. Why not?
I'm just going to take Indiana.
All right.
Too many points.
Too many points.
Next up, James Madison catching 7 at the most exciting team in the country, App State, over under 58.5. App State had that crazy game where they scored 40 points and lost to North Carolina.
No, scored 40 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and 40 points in the fourth quarter. They beat Texas A&M. They then win when they had game day against Troy on a Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think this is going to be equally, if they're going to continue the theme, I think James Madison covers because the game's going to at least be really close.
Give me a tight game, yeah.
Plus, James Madison might be like really good.
Yes.
This is their first year in the FBS, so they can't make a New Year's Six Bowl or win the conference for some reason, and that seems stupid.
So dumb. This is also probably... Oh, no, okay. They do have a bigger game later in the year against Louisville, so they do play a G5 or P5 school. Regardless, I don't know how I feel about all of that, but I do like the over. It's only 56.5, or what it moved to. If it moved up to 58.5,
yeah.
I still like it. I think both these teams are going to score a lot.
Okay. Next up, we have Georgia Tech catching 20.5 at my UCF Knights. I don't get that line at all.
What is going on with
over-under is 56. We should never be, like this year with Plumlee, we should not be a 3-touchdown favorite.
Man, there's been a lot of line movement this week. This line moved 2.5. It opened at 18.
Okay, well, look at the doc. This is all from the last, like, hour.
I know. That's what I'm just saying is that there's been a lot of, like, pretty big line movement, I feel like.
What are the lines you're looking at?
On the S&P Plus spreadsheet, it just gives the opening line.
Okay. Also, my bookie, you know, they give some juicy lines sometimes.
They do. They do.
They kind of juice it up for you.
Yeah. And don't you say you see differences in golf picks there a lot?
They do.
They'll give you better odds.
They always give you better odds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Georgia Tech sucks. But
yeah, but we're not beating them by 3 touchdowns. Give me Georgia Tech.
That's so many points. Yeah.
If anything, like, tease this shit up. Like, this is the easiest thing to throw in a teaser.
Like, Ole Miss beat them 42-0. Clemson beat them 41-10. But y'all ain't those teams.
We're not those teams.
Yeah.
Plumlee's very one-dimensional Plumlee.
Plumlee's still quarterback there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I don't think. No. Yeah. No. Give me Tech. There's no fucking way that covers.
Even though there are, like, he has spurts where he looks so good.
Yeah. And then you text us about it. And then he dies.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he tries to throw passes.
Like, yeah, straight up, Dan texted our group, our sophomore history group text.
Like, I'm like, talking myself into Plumlee.
He goes, I've talked myself into Plumlee. And then legitimately.
That was the Louisville game. Because it was the opening drive. He just goes right down the field.
Yeah. I have never seen a quarterback play worse since that. Like, from that text on, he could not complete a pass.
Right.
It was unbelievable. Like, the timing of it was literally spot on.
And then he showed flashes against FAU last week, but it's FAU.
Right.
We were up 16-14.5, I think. It was like, yeah, this sucks. And then he kind of went off in the second half. But again, Florida Atlantic.
Do you think you guys beating up Florida Atlantic kind of
What are you looking for?
Sorry, I got a phone call distracting me. Do you think because you beat up Florida Atlantic so bad that just kind of inflated the line?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's also all my friends, like, I talked to about our school and our football team, they've talked themselves into Plumlee now in UCF, and I'm like, no, man, don't let that fool you.
Don't do it.
It's Florida Atlantic's really bad.
They're fucking terrible.
We're going to win this game. We'll beat Georgia Tech. Actually, we might not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would it really surprise me if Georgia Tech came out and just beat us, like, on a really sloppy, shitty game?
Yeah, no? It shouldn't.
But I think I'm going to say we win by 10-14. I don't think we cover 20.5. I'm going to go with Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Next up, Arizona catching 3 at Cal, over under 51.
I hate this game. I don't know what to think about this game.
Especially when Cal just kind of took Notre Dame to the limit.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Arizona's been my team this year, man. I've been kind of talking them up. I got to just ride
them.
I know,
but didn't Mississippi State, like, shit pump them?
Yeah, but I was on the right side of that, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about Cal, really. It's Cal. It's not, I mean, they played Notre Dame well, but yeah, Notre Dame has been, they're on our show now. All you really need to say about them, mm-hmm. And they don't have a starting quarterback anymore. Tell you what, give me the under.
No, I'll go with Arizona plus three. You're with the under.
Yeah.
And let's just kind of hammer through this. We got three more games. Navy catching 17 at East Carolina. Over-under is 59.5. Navy's been really bad this year.
They've been really bad the last couple of years. Them and Army have kind of switched places.
They flipped.
Yeah, because Army used to be dog shit. I like, whatever, East Carolina at home. They've played tough at home this year. Navy, not. I don't think they have much of a chance. East Carolina, what's the line?
17.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the under.
Okay. Wow.
Just continuing that theme this week.
Yeah.
See if that works out for me. Iowa minus 7.5 at Rutgers. The over-under is 34.5.
Gross.
The line last week against Nevada, the over-under, I believe, was like somewhere in the 30s as well, and it was 27-0.
Jesus. Now, Rutgers had a pretty awful game last
against
week.
Temple.
I
lost so much money on that game.
Yes, same.
I went because I was already tilting, and so, I was like, all
right. Right.
Rutgers, so, there's no way Rutgers doesn't cover this spread against one of the worst teams in the country.
And you know what? They also barely beat Boston College, who is also
they had to come back against Boston College.
Not that good. Man, Iowa's been awkward.
Iowa can't score, but their defense is still there.
Yeah, give me Iowa. Actually, but a half point. Minus 7.
Okay. You finally learned how to buy a hook.
Yeah.
I also will go with Iowa. Rutgers does stink.
Yeah. Fuck them.
So you're going minus 7?
Yeah.
I'll buy that half point with you. And then last game of the week for us, Boston College plus 17 at Florida State. Over-under is 48.5. That's a big boy line, too.
Yeah. But
Florida State's not been super impressive in their wins.
They haven't been consistent.
No. I think Travis is playing this game.
Okay.
I think he's going to be fine, even though it looked like he was on crutches last week.
Yeah, I don't like Florida State to cover that big of a spread. Like, that's just a huge spread for a really inconsistent kind of... Have they even played, like, a full game yet, really? It feels like, you know, spurts, all that shit. Don't love it.
Yeah, I'm still looking to see if Jordan Travis is playing in this game. Even if he's not, Rodemaker looked like he kind of found something in the second half. So I'm going to go with the under here. So you're going, what are you going with?
I'll go with BC to cover.
BC, I'm going to go with the under. And then Giorgio, can we get your review on the pizza?
Bowls, the pizza bowls.
Giorgio. Hey, Giorgio. Need your review on the pizza bowl right now.
Is this a good game day snack? Should someone hit up Papa John's for a pizza bowl?
Again, not a sponsor. Not a sponsor. Okay. Now,
do they still give the garlic butter sauce for you to pour over it, close the lid, and shake? Okay.
Well, is this going to be something that the keto community is going to embrace?
Yeah, yeah. So do they drink vodka all night, or what's keto? Isn't vodka keto?
Technically, no alcohol is keto, really.
I think vodka is what they, like, allow.
You can have, like, a glass of, like, Merlot because it's low in sugar.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You definitely know it's gone through that conveyor belt thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Everything goes through the conveyor belt. Maybe they just put it on a pizza sheet and then they dump it into a plastic tub. Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, there you go. What's your official rating out of 10? Oh. All right. No. So if it's just given to you by some homeless man, you have no other food options. 5.5. All right. Okay.
I'll get a bowl.
You excited for... So me and you were going to be at the Florida-Tennessee game. I think Ross ordered us some barbecue. So we got some ribs. We got some pulled pork coming our way. Tennessee barbecue. I don't think like Knoxville barbecue is, you know, notable, but maybe it travels. Maybe it travels from Memphis. Could be a sleeper. We'll let you know. We'll let you know. Come find us. But yeah, that's all I got for this week.
Me too.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's go.